From carrots to chilies, many Australian families grow their own vegetables in their backyards. The idea behind the growing trend is that produce goes from the vegetable patch to the plate, saving on grocery bills and avoiding exposure to pesticides. But new research shows home growers may unknowingly be feeding their families contaminated produce. The joint study by Macquarie University and RMIT University suggests one in five backyard vegetable patches is contaminated with toxic levels of lead. RMIT Associate Professor Susie Reichman explains.
The key findings are that we found 20% of vegetable gardens in Melbourne have lead above the health investigation levels, and 8% of the community gardens that we sampled also had lead above the health investigation level.
The study looked specifically at gardens in Melbourne, but Dr. Reichman says gardeners in all cities should be cautious.
If you have an older painted house, so pre-1970s, and your house is painted, or if your house is on a site that used to have an older house that was painted, then you've got a high risk of having elevated lead concentrations. If you're right next to a major road, or if you live next to an industrial area. And so if you fit within those three categories, I would suggest you get your lead tested.
Macquarie University Environment Professor Mark Taylor co-authored the report and is one of the founders of VeggieSafe. He says gardeners should not let the findings deter them from growing their own produce.
Carry on gardening, but do it safely and produce nice, clean, green, healthy vegetables. It is a fact now that nearly 50% of Australians produce some sort of food in their yards, whether it's herbs or whether it's chilies or whether it's actual lettuces and tomatoes. And therefore, there's a really good reason now that people wish to find out about, is the soil clean? Are there any legacy contaminants from industrial activities or lead paint or lead petrol that linger on in our soil?
The researchers believe the reason many community gardens reported lower levels of lead than home gardens is because many of them grow produce in elevated garden beds. Professor Reichman says it's a method home gardeners should also use, as well as being mindful of what vegetables they grow.
Choose wisely the sort of vegetables that you grow. So, for example, lead tends to be absorbed to much higher concentrations in root vegetables than it is in leaves, and it's at its lowest in fruits, so things like tomatoes or fruit trees. So if you do have elevated lead concentrations, you might want to stay away from things like potatoes, carrots, and also some of the lower growing plants like lettuces are likely to get a lot of soil splash, and so you want to make sure that you're washing them thoroughly.
Dr. Reichman says the research indicates parents in particular need to be careful because they might be unknowingly feeding their children a dangerous mix of contaminants.
The biggest risk is to children, and there's been a number of studies that show that it can have impacts on their brain development. And so this is the sort of exposure is from eating vegetables that are high in lead, particularly if those vegetables do have some bits of soil on them. And then also, of course, we know that when little children play in soil, they're quite likely to either directly eat the soil or to, you know, put their hands in their mouths and take in lead that way.
There are a number of soil testing services available, including VeggieSafe, which operates as a not-for-profit service, allowing gardeners to send samples of soil for contamination testing. Professor Taylor says VeggieSafe is trying to get the message across to multicultural communities and the many migrant community gardens across Australia.
Well, we've actually been out to some of these communities in Sydney, and we've given advice to them, we've visited them, and we have international people that work with my group who can converse with people from different ethnic groups. And so if they feel more comfortable in talking to people from these different parts of the globe, we're more than happy to do that. And we're happy to help people and direct them as they need, or get other people to talk to them if they feel more comfortable.
Professor Taylor says those who grow their own vegetables clearly care about their health, and simple measures can help make sure they get the most out of their vegetable gardens.
Really, does anybody want to grow nice, clean, green vegetables in contaminated soil? I think the answer is no. We want people to keep on gardening, but to do it safely and minimising the risk of exposure to legacy lead in their soils.